Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
And we're going to stick with that now, because that chair Sarah was talking about, that he apologised to, is Professor Louise Richardson. And President Michael D. Higgins said he apologises to Professor Richardson for a throwaway remark he made, which was published in yesterday's Sunday Business Post. Now, Professor Richardson is due to chair the government's consultative forum on international security, which meets later this week to discuss Irish neutrality, among other security issues. For more on this, we're joined by political editor with the Irish Examiner, Elaine Lochtel, Elaine Fulch-Ruthigan-Glore. You might remind us about the comments made by the president, first of all, yesterday, and why he's issued this apology then to Professor Louise Richardson.
Yes, on a number of fronts relating to this forum that will explore neutrality, beginning on Thursday in Cork, the president came out in the Sunday Business Post and made a number of strong remarks. He basically took issue with the lineup of speakers that will address those in attendance at those four forums to this week, to the following week, claiming that they include the admirals, the generals, the Air Force, the rest of it. It's important to put it into context. A number of other people, including members of the opposition, have already expressed concern around the makeup or certainly the people who've been asked to speak at these forums. The likes of Solidarity PBP coming out and saying that it's effectively a stitch-up and that the forum has been rigged to come out with one outcome. So it was in the context of quite testy exchanges in the Dáil last week between Tánaiste and Micheál Martin and a number of members of the opposition that the comments come from the president around this. Mm-hmm. He also then went on to describe the chair, Professor Louise Richardson, and we have to remember that she was previously Vice Chancellor of the University of Oxford and now is President of the Carnegie Corporation, so that's a massive philanthropic foundation in New York. Stating that she was a person with a very large DBE, Dame of the British Empire. And then he went on to say that I think there are a few candidates I could come up with myself. Now, it's those lines and those comments that he addresses in his apology today. He doesn't address the statements that relate to the drift, as he calls it, that we are in danger of and that we're possibly
drifting
in at the moment.
NATO, isn't that it? I mean, that is that a direct, is it viewed by politicians in the Dáil as a direct comment on policy in terms of foreign policy?
Well, certainly some, including Minister of State Neil Richmond, have come out and said that he's certainly treading very close to the line when it comes to perhaps the stance that a president should take versus politicians who do, you know, come up with policy and introduce legislation around that. No one has, certainly from government, has directly come out that he has said or to say that he's gone over that line, but mm-hmm. It'll be interesting to see when the Dáil resumes tomorrow what the reaction to those quite controversial, as I said, comments will be.
And it's not the first time, Elaine, that the incumbents in this Áras have been in hot water.
It's
Sabina
certainly
Higgins, for example, and her letter in the Irish Times.
Yes, and that comes last year. And of course, there was a lot of controversy around that comments around the war in Ukraine. But you can go back as far as 2016 when you look at this president. He was criticised after the death of Castro. He described the leader of Cuba as a giant among global leaders, and that certainly raised eyebrows at the time. You then go on to 2021 when he, not his words, but his actions came into the fore and were up for discussion when he refused to attend a church service to mark the centenary of Northern Ireland. And then last year, he's been involved in a number of controversies, got himself in hot water with the Nigerian clergy, no less, last year when he linked a massacre in that country to climate mm-hmm. change. But I think it's probably around his comments around housing. last year again when he described it as a disaster and a great, great failure. That also called into question whether he was skirting too close to the line.
Depends on which side of the political fence you're on, doesn't it? I mean, is there a hope among certain politicians in the Dáil or a fear among other politicians that this will be a feature of the rest of Michael D. Higgins' tenure as president? He's into his second term, of course.
He is indeed, and I think he's probably very much aware of the fact that he won't be in the Áras for a long period of time. So perhaps this is his last foray into public debate and public discourse, and even throughout his long political career, he hasn't shied away from controversy or for speaking his mind. I think the government probably after this weekend's interview will have that in mind whenever different social issues come to a fore. As I said, he's spoken out on housing before, even in a recent interview on the Late Late Show, he spoke about migration as well. So he is a man that speaks his mind, and that sometimes is difficult when you live in Áras an Uachtaráin.
Well, that's for sure. Elaine Loughlin of the Irish Examiner, thank you very much indeed. Of course, we'll come back to this just after 5.